Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father David Kidd, visiting pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, March 31st, 2019, the fourth Sunday of Lent. Now here is Father Kidd.
But now we must celebrate and rejoice, for your brother, who is dead, has come to life again. He was lost and has now been found. Grew up on the north end of Lima, and I was the oldest of four children. And for a period of time, we lived in a duplex. And every Friday night, we would have a battle for who would control the remote control. Because if my brother and I got control of it, we wanted to watch three shows. It was TGIF. So it was Family Matters with Steve Urkel. Then it was Boy Meets World. And the third was Step by Step. It's the one with the roller coaster always to start each of the shows and would go right down. We always put our hands up like this as it would go down the hill. And we'd always want to watch these three shows if we got control of the remote control. But if my youngest brother and my sister got control of the remote control, then they would want to watch other shows. They'd want to watch Barney. They'd want to watch Land Before Time 500. I think they made a million of those. And they also wanted to watch Power Rangers. And, you know, I would just get so upset. I'd get so angry if I didn't get control of the remote control. And we would just battle back and forth. And, you know, sometimes when my sister got control of it, I would try to barter with her. For some reason, I thought I could reason with a two-year-old. Never quite seemed to work. But when I got control of the remote control, we always watched my shows. But even my sister would still come up and try to take the remote control from us. And I would just get so upset when she would have control over the remote control. In our gospel, we hear the familiar story of the prodigal son, often focusing on the younger son. But Pope Emeritus Benedict reminds us that really it's a story of two brothers, a younger and an older brother. And for me as an older brother, I relate very much to the older brother in the story. The older brother who always does the right thing, is faithful to mom and dad, obedient to what mom and dad ask. And here comes this younger sibling. And he's upset with his younger brother for a couple reasons. First and foremost, he shows a lot of disrespect to the father. Now in those days, the Jewish custom, you didn't divide up the inheritance of your parents until they were dead, until the father had passed away. And so for the younger son to go up to the father and say, I want my inheritance right now, is as if he was saying to his father, you're dead to me. Great sign of disrespect to the father. And the older brother knew this. Well, he also was really upset and quite angry because of when the son came back. The father welcomes him back, puts a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet, a new robe, slaughters the fattened calf. And the older son's like, what the heck? I've been faithful all these years. And he gets all this really upset, very angry, very bitter, we hear in the gospel. And the thing about feelings, whether they be feelings of anger or bitterness or sadness, is sometimes we have those feelings and other times those feelings have us. You know what I mean? My pastor, often when he works with people and counsels people, he says, do you have the feeling or does the feeling have you? Because if the feeling has you, whether it be anger or bitterness or sadness or rejection, then you lose all control. And the feeling controls you and has power over you. One of the things that really unites the two brothers besides their father is the fact that both brothers didn't realize what they had. They didn't realize what they had. For me, I had the remote control, and I thought it was only mine if I possessed it. But the thing was, I didn't realize that TV was for everyone. It was for everyone. Even the old Zenith TV we had. It was one of those old furniture pieces, you know, that had all the wood around it. We had it since my parents got married in 1984. And the thing about it was, you knew it was near the end of its life when you had to walk up to the TV, bend down, and hit the side of it in order to get it to work again. But the thing about it was, each of them didn't realize what they had. The younger son only realizes what he's missing when he's out amidst the pigs and the swine and the dirt and the mud and the manure. And he realizes the servants are being treated better than him. So he returns back to the father. And the father welcomes him with the love that a father has for his son. The older son doesn't realize what he's missing, what he had all along, the love of the father. What does the father say? All this is yours. All that I have is yours. The love of the father he had the whole time and didn't even realize it. This Sunday is Rejoice Sunday. Rejoice Sunday. We rejoice because we know that the Lord is near. We're halfway through Lent. As Bon Jovi says, we're halfway there. Usually he sings it. We're halfway there. Halfway to Lent to celebrate the love of the Father that he gives us his Son. He gives us his Son out of love for us. And the thing about joy is that we get to choose joy. Unlike pleasure or happiness, that is fleeting, circumstantial, depends on how we're feeling. Joy is something we get to choose each and every day. We get to choose to be joyful because we know of the love of the Father for us. This Sunday, Laetare Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, let us celebrate and rejoice because we know the love of the Father is always available for us. If we so choose it, choose to celebrate this Sunday. But now we must celebrate and rejoice because your brother, who was dead, has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the scripture from the weekend and shares real-life stories that will help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.